Thanks for joining us today. We're here with Ben Bayliss. He is a UK-based YouTube personality, and we're so happy to have him on the show today. Welcome, Ben.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Tell me about your YouTube channel, and how did you get it started?
I had a YouTube channel back in 2011, started doing some vlogs and stuff from that point on, and as the years progressed, I ended up becoming more music video focused, as in actually creating music videos for musicians. That eventually led to me doing more Let's Plays on my channel to have more time, and then I just ended up doing gaming stuff from that point on, really.
Oh, wow. Was there somebody that inspired you or an event in your life that inspired you to become a YouTube personality and start your channel?
With YouTube personality-wise, the people that originally got me into doing vlogging were two of them that I really liked. There was a guy called Wheezy Waiter and a guy called Sebastian, both American vloggers. And really like their material, and that kind of inspired me to become a YouTube personality, someone that was okay with themselves. And then eventually I started doing streaming, and there are people like Syndicate and Platform 32, otherwise known as Ian Higton, and the streamers were very, very inspirational to me, because you can kind of see them playing a game in the moment, interacting with their audience. Everyone's having a great time. They're having a great time, and they get to do what they love. And that's what I wanted to do, so I kind of took cues from them and kind of grew myself doing that.
Wow. So do you have a set creative process for preparing your videos and your segments? How do you get
started? Not really. I mean, most of the time I'm just sat there and I've got loads of ideas jumping around in my brain. And it's like, okay, that's a great idea. I should write that down, but I don't have a piece of paper. Great. So I just think of different things, try and keep it in my head, and then write down a script, set up the camera, set up the lights, film it using the script, kind of like a little bit of a leeway. I don't tend to follow scripts fully. I just use them as like a guide. And then I spend about 2 or 3 days editing the video. And then it's done, it's online. I spend another day doing the metadata, captions, etc. And then it's out there for everyone to see.
Nice. Sounds pretty streamlined. How do you discover games? Like, where do you like to go to search for up-and-coming games you'd like to talk about? Do you have any place that you enjoy the most?
Mostly at the moment these days, I seem to be getting all of my gaming news and announcements from my Twitter timeline from various gaming-focused Twitter people. So that's quite fun. I think I'm following a guy called Seth Hughes or C. Hughes. I don't really know how you say his name. The simple guy, Brian Brown. He's a fun one to follow on Twitter. Basically, I want people who nutshell gaming news. It's really, really good. It's a really good way of getting like gaming news and gaming announcements out there really quickly. But I literally just jump on Twitter. I'm like, oh, a new game announcement. That's the game. That's what it's about. Awesome. Don't need to read a massive news article on the David website. But I do jump off onto gaming websites.
Nice. What's your favorite game? What are you playing right now, personally?
At the moment, I've been playing a little bit of Counter-Strike Global Offensive on the PC. And then on the Xbox, I've been playing Battlefield 1. Kind of torn between the two. I mean, Counter-Strike is good fun. It's short and sweet, and the different matches, and then Battlefield is massive warfare. So I'm kind of torn between the two. I don't know. One of them are my favorite right now.
Okay. What's your favorite platform to play on? Are you a PC guy, or are you a console person? Or do you like mobile?
I'm going to go with PC. I mean, I love consoles. They're great. You can sit back on the sofa, you can play with the family and friends. But PC, for me, it's all about the precision, the mouse sensitivity, mechanical keyboards, and I guess, as people tend to say these days, the graphics. You can boost it up to ultra settings, whereas on a console, you're stuck with what you got. So, for me, definitely PC.
Nice. What type of genres of games excite you the most? Like, what do you seek to stream on your YouTube?
Somewhere, I really, really like my horrors, first-person horrors in particular. I'm not really a fan of the horrors like Resident Evil and Silent Hill, where you've got these massive monsters that jump out and scare you. I'm more of a fan of the atmospherical horror. But if it isn't horror, because eventually that does transcend into fear and me possibly going to another room to cry for a bit. But I do quite like first-person adventure games, like walking simulators, survivals, definitely survivals.
Choices. I enjoy survival adventure type games as well. What do you think is going on in the industry now, and what do you think is important in order to stay on top of, streaming on YouTube? What are some exciting things going on that you've read recently about the industry of streaming and YouTube in particular?
Well, I think that the industry is definitely focusing more on streamers than they are on, like, pre-recorded Let's Players. Even though they're both important as one another, streamers seem to be doing a lot better at the moment, especially with Microsoft's Mixer and Amazon. I don't know how long ago they purchased Twitch now, but Amazon and Twitch are a thing, and you can buy games directly through Twitch, and that's helping developers get sales, etc.
Polygon actually just wrote a big article on that. Yeah, I heard about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a very good move, actually. I think there was news the other day that the Amazon boss is now richer than Bill Gates, so he's doing pretty well for himself.
I've got a good question for you. How do you prefer to be pitched by game developers seeking to get on your YouTube show?
It's kind of a weird thing to think about, having someone say, "Oh, go check out this guy's videos." Yeah. But normally I kind of hope that they kind of sell me off as down-to-earth, honest, because I've worked with people in the past, and I sent emails in the past to developers and other companies in a very professional manner. It's all very professionally worded, and I always feel weird. It's like I'm putting across a fake version of myself, but I found real success in actually just talking to a developer or anybody, and they always seem to like that. So I kind of hope that they sign me off as just some normal guy that makes videos, or that a busy Ben, he'll cover your game.
Can you share something you're working on now, currently, or in the works?
I'm in the process of doing some audio editing for episode 2 of my Game Glimpse series that I've just started up on YouTube. This is basically a series that I'm hoping to do weekly, and every week I'll take about like 5 games from indie developers or AAA developers, and I just basically review the game in a nutshell. And this week's one that's coming out on Wednesday has got Super Impossible Road and The Flame of the Flood. And if you want to know anything else, then it's What's the Mission.
Very nice. So are you planning anything exciting for the future that you want to kind of tease and let our audience know?
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing a lot more of those Game Glimpse episodes. I'm thinking about doing a possible video news feature. So what we were talking about earlier, the Twitter people pushing news out really short. I was thinking about doing something similar, but video-focused. And I'm also planning on doing some video collaborations with people, doing some gaming videos with them. And on top of that, I've also got some both video game-related vlogs and also some non-video game-related vlogs, because I just dabble in and out of gaming and random fun videos.
Nice. So I've got a question for you. Where can we follow you on Twitter? And where can we find you online best?
I pretty much have nearly every social media there is. my Twitter is @Ben_Bayless, though. And I've got Facebook as well, which is @BenBale, which is my original YouTube username. It's just B3NB4IL. So it's a weird username, but yeah, that's what it is.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'll make sure to put all those links in the post so that our followers can find you. Thank you so much, Ben. It was such a pleasure to talk to you today, and we'll have you on again.